Later this month, one of the largest, most complex environmental trials in history is set to begin. At the center of the case is the Deepwater Horizon oil rig. When it exploded in April of 2010, 11 crewmen died and millions of gallons of oil spilled into the Gulf of Mexico. Since then, families of the dead, as well as businesses hurt by the spill, have filed hundreds of lawsuits against companies linked to the rig, including BP, Transocean, and Halliburton. As NPR's Jeff Brady reports, those suits have all been consolidated into one giant case and will soon head to court.
Among those watching this trial closely, the families of 11 men who died on the Deepwater Horizon.
My life is in two halves, honestly. I think of my life as my life before Gordon was killed and my life after Gordon was killed.
Keith Jones says his son was a big, lovable man, 6'4" and 260 pounds. He had two children with his wife, Michelle, the youngest born 3 weeks after Gordon was killed. As the trial is set to begin, Keith Jones says he's preparing for what will be on TV.
I'll see that burning rig over and over. I've seen it hundreds of times now, and I can't see it without knowing that's Gordon's grave.
In addition to being Gordon's father, Keith Jones is one of the lawyers on the plaintiff's committee in this trial. He wants a thorough retelling of what happened.
I think that there is an awful lot that the public doesn't know yet, that they will soon know about the causes of the disaster and the terrible decisions that led to those causes.
This promises to be a long, complex trial. Plaintiffs include Gulf states that saw their coastlines fouled and seafood businesses that complain sales still haven't returned to pre-spill levels. The trial will happen in three stages, each focused on a different element of the disaster. Associate Professor Montre Carradine at the University of Alabama Law School says the first phase is designed to answer a basic question.
Who's at fault? Is anybody at fault? Because sometimes things happen and nobody's at fault. I doubt that's the case here. But who's at fault and or who all is at fault, I think, is the better word. And then once you make that determination, how do we apportion blame?
BP has sought to spread the blame and the cost widely among the companies that helped it drill the well. That includes the owner of the Deepwater Horizon rig, Transocean, and Halliburton, which poured cement for the well. Here's BP CEO Bob Dudley during a conference call with investors last week.
We believe the evidence will affirm what every official investigation to date has found, that the incident resulted from many causes involving many parties.
The other companies generally have argued that as the owner of the well, BP is responsible for all costs. And ultimately, BP clearly has the deepest pockets among the players. The company estimates this accident could cost it more than $40 billion. That includes about $8 billion already paid to individuals, businesses, and governments. The oil giant also has tried to make the case publicly that it is living up to its responsibilities.
When BP made a commitment to the Gulf, we knew it would take time, but we were determined to see it through.
Advertisements like this are showing up on televisions around the country.
I'm glad to report all beaches and waters are open for everyone to enjoy.
One key issue in the trial will be whether BP was grossly negligent. The answer is important because if a judge says yes, fines under the Federal Clean Water Act could increase from an estimated $4.5 billion to more than $17 billion. BP says it's preparing for trial, but the company also is open to a settlement. David Pettit is a lawyer with the Natural Resources Defense Council. He hopes any settlement will consider future damage from the oil spill.
Suppose, for example, it takes years to find out that the sperm whale population in the Gulf has plummeted due to the effects of the oil spill. You'd want to have BP to be, on the hook, so to speak, for that.
Many people watching developments closely predict there will be a settlement. If not before the trial is scheduled to start on February 27th, then soon after. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
This is NPR News.